Okay, Shilay Akpa Akot. What I just said to you, my sisters and my brothers. This is a special edition of Soul Food. And I just simply want to share with you how we here at YHOPBAP are able to walk through the daily challenges and atrocities that we face. We know this coronavirus is all over the world. It's just one of the many plagues that are to come. So we want to specifically deal with right now where we are at and share with you how we are able to overcome what we see falling at our left and falling at our right. But like the scripture says, it would not come nigh us. What we have learned and decided to do here at YHOPBAP, that's your Yahuwah's House of Prayer for All People, is to obey the scriptures. You may say, well, I'm obeying the scriptures. Well, I beg to differ. And here is why. One thing I know that people do not do is they don't worship properly. Worshiping is just simply falling on your face, laying prostrate, or even kneeling. And if you can't move, if you have no legs, just right there where you are at, you just begin to worship Father Yahuwah. Yeah. And the scripture says those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so to speak to Father Yahuwah, yeah, and to build your faith in your walk before him and with him, you must worship him. See, because when you worship Father Yahuwah, yeah, you're praying in an unknown tongue, something that you don't understand what you're saying, but Father Yahuwah, yeah, understands it. That's why he said in the scriptures, those who worship him must worship him in spirit. Again, when you're worshiping him, you're praying in the Holy Spirit and in truth. And the truth is obeying the scriptures. Do that every day. Start off with 10 minutes a day. Do it without fail. And watch the beginning changes in your life. The scripture tells us in the book of Meshlei, you call that Proverbs, and that's not the real name of that book, as you always hear me talk about. It says, a diligent man will receive many blessings. Diligent means to be consistent all the time without fail. Don't do it 2 or 3, 4 times a week and then stop, or for a month and stop. Do it every day, despite of how you feel, despite of what you're going through, despite of who is dying before you, who is getting sick before you. But if you worship him alone, if you worship him alone, not just during this, I want to say, epidemic, no plague will come nigh thy tent. Well, let me go to the book of Tehillim. You call that book Psalms. That's not the real name of that book. The real name of that book is Tehillim. And in chapter 91, I want to jump down to verse, let me see, I do believe, 14. As a matter of fact, let me start at verse 13. It says, you shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion you shall trample underfoot, because he is devoted to me. Let me stop right there. When you worship and follow your Lord every day, you're devoted to him. He says, I will keep him safe because he knows my name. Well, if you listen to this broadcast, if you listen to KUUT, if you attend our worship services on the Shabbat online, if you go through YHOPBAP's website, you know his name. It goes on to verse 15. It says, when he calls on me, I will answer him. I will be with him in distress. I will rescue him and make him bond. I will let him live to ripe old age and show him my salvation. My salvation is Yeshua. So when you go to the Hebrew portion of them scriptures in the Hebrew translation, it says salvation in English. When you look at it in Hebrew, it says, I will show him Yeshua, our Savior. Let me go to verse number, let me see, where it talks about Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. That's verse number 8. Let me go up to verse number... Let me start at verse number 4. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth is a shield and a buckler. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. Let me stop there. If you obey what I just shared with you, just worship him, praying in the Holy Spirit to Father Yahweh, you may not even be able to pray in the Holy Spirit yet. Well, if you receive Yeshua as your Savior, and you have repented, you're filled with the Holy Spirit. And so until you're able to pray in other tongues, then you just fall on your face, fall on your knees and say, Father Yahweh, I worship you. Worship him with your mouth over and over again. In the verse number 8, it says, you shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction on the waste at noonday. Well, the destruction right now is this epidemic called the coronavirus. Man did not create this virus. It's one of the many things, one of the many plagues that is spoken of in the scriptures that more is to come, because days will not get better, they will get worse. But as you are in the world but not of the world, as you go through these atrocities while you are still here, as you heard me reading from the book of Tehillim, you're protected, you're covered. Let me go to verse number 7. 1,000 shall fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. If you worship him, give him 10 minutes of your time every day. In the morning when you wake up, not later in the afternoon, not when the kids get home from school, not after you get off of work, not on your lunch break at work, but early in the morning. Say, you make him first. If you put him first, that means you're diligent. You're looking for change. That is the change. Down in verse number 8, it says, only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. For you, Yahweh, are my refuge. You have made my habitation. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come near my tent. That's verse number 10. I'll read that again. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come near my tent. We're talking about on today's soul food, in today's time. Worship. Diligence. Do this every day. See, the more you do the word, the more you obey the word will change you. You can't change yourself. You can't stop yourself from smoking, from drinking, from lying, from cursing, from being of a man or woman with no integrity. You can't stop it. But if you conform to the word will conform you. The word will change you. You cannot change yourself. There is no pastor, no human being in this world that can give you counsel to change what you are doing. But the Holy Scriptures does. The word of Father Yahweh does. And so for the past couple of minutes, we're talking about on today's topic, this special edition of Soul Food, which will repeat itself in today's times. That's what we're going to title this, in today's time, during this 21st century coronavirus plague. Here's another thing I want to add to that will protect you during this virus. On your doors, if you live in an apartment, on your door, you want to post the Ten Commandments. Yes, we have. Yes, we do have it posted on our doors. And let me tell you, with the Ten Commandments on your doors, when Satan tries to come in there, he's stopped. He's removed. Or he may not even be allowed to come in. That's obeying the Torah. That's being diligent. And if you have land, if you have property, that's a commandment, people. Posting the Ten Commandments on your doorpost and upon your gates. Well, if you have doorposts, put it on your door. And if you have gates, put it on your gates. See, when you obey the scriptures will bless you. That means your obedience. In today's times is what we're talking about on Soul Food, this special edition of Soul Food. Here's another commandment as you go through the daily atrocities, the dying of people left and right, even with masks on, they die. Well, it's in the scriptures. Whatever happens is designated to happen, and it was known long ago that it would happen. That's in the book of Kohelet, You call the book Ecclesiastes. That is not the real name of that book. The real name of the book is Qohelet. So whoever died, whoever said that was supposed to happen, it's in the scriptures. But if you do all of what I just shared with you for the past 10 minutes on today's topic, in today's times, during this 21st century, soul food, oh, you won't be sick. No plague will come to your tent because you have the Ten Commandments on your door. You're worshiping Father Yahuwah every day for at least a minimum of 10 minutes. You're doing it without fail. Sunday through Sunday, before you get up and deal with the children, before you deal with your husband, before you deal with your wife, before you make phone calls, before you make breakfast, start your day with Father Yahuwah before you. Here's another commandment that we are commanded to keep, but we don't do it. We're supposed to be wearing, if you are a child of Father Yahuwah, and if you have received Yeshua as your Savior, as He commanded the children of Yisrael, when He gave the commandment to Moshe, who you call Moses, and that's not his name, He said in the book of Bamidbar, you call that Numbers, and that's not the name of that book. He said to wear a cord of blue on the four fringes of your garment. That's four cords of blue. The fringes means the border. But on the four corners of it, which will be north, south, east, and west, you should have a cord of blue. Do we here at YHAPTHAP do that? Yes, we do. And so I'm sharing with you how we are walking, how we are protected, how we are blessed. We don't go into the churches. We don't send our money to the churches anymore. We don't pay our tithes and offerings to the churches anymore. We're out in the streets. We're helping the people. We're feeding the people. We're paying their bills or whatever it is that is presented before us. That's where the tithes and the offerings go to, directly from our pockets to the people. We go and we buy the food. So paying your tithes and your offering to the church, you're making them rich. You're paying it to Satan. Well, you're still blessed in the area of giving because that is a law. Even the sinners give, and they are blessed in that area. You have to reap what you sow, but you want to sow your seed on good ground. So why have that? We're always in the streets helping giving people. That's where our tithes and our offerings go to. So begin to wear the cords of blue on the four fringes of your garment. Put the Ten Commandments on your door and do not remove it. Worship Father Yahuwah every day. The first thing in the morning after you wake up. Before you do anything else. That's just the basics of today's soul food in today's times. And so I'll end it right here and pray that you were edified, encouraged, and inspired by that which you have heard. If you implement all of what I just shared with you and I gave you scriptures to back me up, oh, you will see the change in your life. Our tithes and our offerings has so blessed us because we're never without money. We're always able to help. We're never without food in our homes. None of us are sick. No colds, no coughs, no headaches, no sneezing, no loss of sense of smell, no loss of sense of taste. No dizziness. And me, myself, I have not been sick, I would say, in almost over 20 years. People, the word will change you. Change the way you think. It will change the way you speak. Do what others have not done so you can get the results they wish to get. What is that? Obey the scriptures. And starting off with what I just shared with you, worship. See, worship will change you. And you do it diligently, all of a sudden you'll find yourself stop smoking. Stop smoking marijuana. It's an herb, but they made it a drug. Stop drinking any alcohol. Stop cursing. Stop raising your voice at your husband, your children, your roommate, your business partners. Stop having unmarried relationships. And so as we wind it down, that's how we here at YHAPTHAP, your Horse House of Prayer for All People, which is a nation of people all over the United States that desires to honor and to worship our Heavenly Father and to receive the blessings He has said in His scriptures. I'm going to share one more scripture with you, and then we're going to wind it down. On today's topic, in today's times, during the coronavirus, in the book of Meshle, you call that Proverbs. I want to go to chapter 8, or maybe 9. And it just simply says in verse number 21 of chapter 8, that I may cause those who love me to inherit substance, and that I may fill their treasuries. Me, myself, I am never broke. I have no bills. My car is always filled with gas. I am not sick, have never been sick. I am healthy, I'm not fat, I'm not overweight, I'm not underweight. And it's awesome to serve our Heavenly Father, your boy, yeah. So everything I shared with you, we do here at YHUNTHA. We pray that you will follow that which we have just shared with you. If you love Him, you would do all that which I just said, because it's in the scripture. Those are commandments. Thank you for joining us today on today's special topic of soul foods in today's times. So until next time, walk in your blessings. You want change, make the change, be the change, and others that see you will follow if they want that change. Change the way you think, it will change the way you speak. When opposition arises, you take that opposition and turn it into an opportunity. And stop saying, I am not perfect. Yes, you are. Father Yahweh, He made you perfect. He said in the scriptures, if you've been listening to the teachings on YHUNTHA at KUUT, we talk about you are perfect, because Father Yahweh says, walk, be perfect as Father Yahweh is perfect. So He made you perfect. Stop saying, I am not perfect. Stop listening to people tell you, you are not perfect. If you're not perfect because you received it, you've spoken, you agreed to it. Stop agreeing to what they tell you who you are. Stop being a simple-minded person. Take control. Let the scriptures rule your life. You're in the world, but not of the world. And when people see you, they're going to want to know, how are you doing what you do? And you said, Father, you're whole and yeah. Who is my king, my deliverer, my shepherd? And I obey His Torah. Thank you for joining us here on today's special edition of Soul Food, entitled In Today's Time During This Coronavirus, which is called an epidemic. KUUT, Unconventional Gospel Radio.